sing the qualities of the Satguru, O man, and wind up the births and deaths. He would be ashamed not to protect you if you are in his shelter, and he will save you from the Lord of Death. This is the Bhajan Satguru Ke Gunagale Bande on page 6. This world is 4 days long. It's a waiting room. This country is not yours, O man. Yours is another place. You came into this world empty-handed, and you leave with hands spread open. You are absorbed in worldly pleasures in such a way that you made your life into dust. Maya swindled and conquered you, and you forgot. After going to Satguru's kingdom, what wealth will you show? False is this world of relatives. False are your brother and sister. The one who goes with you, the Satguru, is the one relative. Without the Satguru, the crazy mind will sink in the sea of the world. You spent your life in this arena of actions, but you didn't get attached to the Nam. You worshipped the outer things, and you didn't look inside. Mastanaji says, without the Shabad Nam, you will lose this diamond birth. Sing the qualities of the Satguru, O man, and wind up the births and deaths. He would be ashamed not to protect you if you are in his shelter, and he will save you from the Lord of Death. Bhajan of Mastanaji on page 6.
Gunagale bande jana mama rana muka jayega sharana pade ki laj hai usako jama se tuje bajayega sata guru ke gunagale bande jana mama rana muka jayega Sharana pade ki laje usko jam se tujhe bachayega. Ye duniya hai char dino ki jagat musafir khana hai. Jagat musafir khana hai. Ye desh nahi tera bande tera ora tikana hai. Tera ora tikana hai. Kali hata jagata me aya hata pasara jayega. Sharana pade ki laje usko jama se tujhe bachayega. Sata guru ke guna gale bande jana mama rana muka jayega. Sharana pade ki laje usko jama se tujhe bachayega. Esa masatahua vishyo me jivana apana dulakia. Jivana apana dulakia. Keraliya maya taganine bulakia tu bulakia. Bulakia tu bulakia. Sata guru ke dara bara me jakara kiya punji dikalayega. Sharana pade ki laje usko jama se tujhe bachayega. Sata guru ke guna gale bande janama marana muka jayega. Sharana pade ki laje usko jama se tujhe bachayega. Jute hai
sapa jaga ke na te juta bahena barata he.
Juta bahena barata he.
Sata te re chane vala hika sata guru kahanata he.
Vika sata guru kahanata he.
Vina sata guru ke pagalamanava bhava me gote kayega.
Sharana pade ki la che usako jama se tuche pachayega.
Sata guru ke guna kale bande jana mamarana mukha chayega.
Sharana pade ki la che usako jama se tuche pachayega.
Karma kanda me umara gujari prita namase laina.
Prita namase laina.
Mari masani raha pujata andara jati paina.
Andara jati paina.
Nama shabada bina ke he mastana ji hira janama kabega.
Sharana pade ki la che usako jama se tuje bajayega.
Sat guru ke guna kale bande janama marana mukha jayega.
Sharana pade ki la che usako jama se tuje bajayega.
Sing the qualities of the Satguru, O man, and wind up the births and deaths. He would be ashamed not to protect you if you are in his shelter, and he will save you from the Lord of Death. Today we are reading Morning Talk number 17, What Are the Impediments on the Way? This talk was given on November 9th, 1967. First of all, the ladies and men should not always be thinking of the opposite sex, or read such novels, lovelorn novels, I would say, which give lusty thoughts. So the ladies should not think of the men, and the men should not think of the ladies, nor read books about them. That develops thoughts of lust in us. When we go to a master, we should go for the sake of the master and forget whether we are men or women. We are all equally individuals and should not think of the opposite sex. When somebody tells you about the master, you become devoted, naturally attached to him. When you do not always think of the master, he is left aside, and the other person of whom you are thinking intervenes, whether it is a man or a woman. What is the result? Your inner progress is stopped because you are devoted somewhere else. So the ladies and men should not read those books where lovelorn tales are given. The ladies should not think about the men, nor the men think about the ladies. This is the first impediment on the way. It does not mean that we should not love anybody. For the sake of the Master or God, we should love all who go to him. I was just speaking about one Majanu who was very fond of Leela, his beloved. One day he saw a dog and began to kiss his feet. People started asking him why he was doing this. He replied that he saw this dog sometimes going into the street of his beloved. For the purpose of devotion, you may love, but it should be for the sake of the master. Otherwise, this is one of the most effective impediments by which men are driven away and their attention diverted from a higher place to a lower one. This is one thing. The other thing is that if you are always reading about money thinking that such and such a person has become a millionaire, or listen to talks about such things, you will develop greed within you. Third, a man is known by the society that he keeps. Don't have the society of someone who has given up to these two things, because by society you become that. Those thoughts will always be reverberating in your mind. The fourth impediment is that sometimes you think of your enemy, or that such a man is against you. This always comes into your mind. Again and again you think of him, and this creates hatred within you. Sometimes for the sake of name and fame, we think that such and such man is rising in the world, that he is becoming known in the world, and you wonder why you are not. A man like this may have been devoted at first. One by one, these things that I have mentioned stand in the way, and our devotion does not bear fruit. It is retarded, and there is no progress. Anything that develops the thought of lust in you should be avoided, whether through society or by novels that you may read. You are to avoid such books of society in which people are given up to women and gold. Their society will also develop thoughts like that in you. Further, if there is any man who has done something against you or has wronged you, it is better to forgive and forget. Otherwise, enmity and hatred will be developed within you. Sometimes the desire for name and fame, acting or posing, stand in the way. Another impediment is when somebody is devoted to you. There is one example that I will give you. Suppose that you have got 100 rupees or $100 in your bank. Whoever thinks or looks to you with all devotion sends in a debit bill against you. The one who is devoted will want a return for that devotion, whether you have got the money in your bank or not. You will become bankrupt, mind that. Those who can give something expect something in return. Nobody can give even a glass of water to you without any purpose. If anybody gives you sweets or something, leave aside the question of the master. He is a selfless worker. He will expect something in return, whether you want to give it or not. That is debited against you. You follow me now? That is why all masters say, earn your own money, live on your own earnings, and share with others. There should be give and take. Selfless work for the good of the cause is another thing. For that you should not want anything in return. Only then will it become selfless, not otherwise. If you want something done, you give something. For good work, you will want something in return. So if you share or contribute, do so with no return in view. Then you are saved. So two things specially. Women thinking of the men and men thinking of the women, and learning about things related to this or reading about them, will develop lust. In this way, one becomes more attached here than the place where one was attached before. These are the things that stand in the way. Our love, our devotion will not bear fruit. Sometimes on account of name and fame, we have competition. We always think in this way. This also creates hatred within us. Sometimes we act and pose and we become that. Really, you are not that. You are deceiving your own self, the God in you first, then deceive others. For how long can this continue? The cat must be out of the bag eventually. So you should not think of the opposite sex, whether you are man or woman. If you always think of the body, naturally you will think of the opposite sex. Christ said that husbands should love their wives as Christ loved the church. Even husbands and wives should not think of one another as a man and as a woman. They may have one duty of begetting children, but that is not everything. It is mainly to have a companion in life for the purpose that both of them should reach God. So first, the men should not always think about the ladies, and the ladies should not become too attached to the men. If you have to love one another, love for the sake of the master, forgetting your sex. Second, if you have the society of someone who is very wealthy, and you are always in that society, then you will want that very thing for yourself. Greed will develop within you. The third thing is that a man is known by the society that he keeps. Society develops its own quality quicker in us, no matter what sort of society it is. The fourth thing is acting and posing, and doing things for the sake of name and fame and competition. These are the things which stand in the way of your devotion. If you think of a man who has more money than you do, greed will develop within you. A man who is already getting $100 will be after $200. A man who is getting $200 will be after $1,000. A man who is getting $1,000 will want more money. People are always thinking of lust, women or gold. If you will just listen quietly, you will find that most people are talking of women or gold. If you have got a good companion, all the better. Otherwise, remain all alone with your own self, with the Master or the God within you. If you live in this way, your devotion or bhakti, even if done for a short time, will give you more, 100 times more results than the other way. In the other way, devotion is lost. Another impediment is that those who are not believers in God will naturally develop some doubts too within you. So avoid all these things. If you can get good company where you can develop love for your master or God, well and good. Otherwise, live with your own self. There is another thing that stands in our way that affects all, whether they are representatives, group leaders, or anybody. That is when they say, "I am bigger than the next fellow." They act and pose. They want to be the boss. And naturally, this causes hatred and results in no progress. This attitude in due course becomes like a church and an imposition. But Sant Mat, the teachings of the masters, is colored through and through with humility, simplicity, and love. So yesterday I talked about the things that if you follow them will bring more results in your devotion. Today I have talked about what are the things that are impediments on the way to devotion. These are things explained and you have to follow them. The more you follow them, the more progress you will have. Sometimes you progress and then all at once you feel barren. Why? It is because something else has interfered in the way. So we have to be very cautious. Think of God or the God in man in all your affairs. Let the needle of your compass be pointed always to the north. Then you are safe. Love one another for the sake of the master. If you love for the sake of the man concerned, this will stand in the way of your love for the master. If you love the Master, then keep his commandments. These things are explained to you in great detail so that you may derive profit, full benefit from your devotion. A short time spent in this way will give you more results. If here and there some impediments come in the way, then your progress will stop. These practical rules are explained to those who want to progress on the way. The usual talks are only general, very roundabout. These morning talks are given in great detail and give practical hints which will help you on the way. I'm going to read now a section of Master's talk on little things, which covers some of the same ground as this morning talk and puts an interesting perspective on some of it. But I'd like to point out that just like in the other morning talks that we've been reading, the last few anyway, Masters talk about the attention. This is the yoga of the attention, as the Surat Yoga, as he has often called it. You know, the things that are impediments are just that. They are not bad, terrible things that send us to hell. They are impediments on the way. They prevent us from having that which we really want, that which we want in our heart of hearts. So it is not like, as Master, we'll hear shortly, Master said, don't say, I am a sinner, I am a sinner. The point of the diary is to be aware of these things and to take note of them and to remember that they are not what we're really after. And then, you know, we can remember, which is what Simran means, we can remember the Master and we will be not fighting these things, but above them. Fighting them, as Master points out, as we will hear in a few minutes, keeps our attention in them. Another thing, very interesting thing that I want to mention in this connection with this talk, is that Judith, my wife at that time, went to India in the summer of 1970. She went without me. I had gone in the previous fall. And Morning Talks had come out in the meantime, came out very soon after I got back in November 69. And, we had been reading it very intensely at Satsang. And Judith went in July 1970. So her head was full of this book. When she got to India, she went to Sawan Ashram, but Master was at Manavkendra. Well, he was in Rajpur at his house, but he was working on Manavkendra in Dehradun. She got a ride up with one of the architects who was working on Manavkendra. Very sweet guy. He wanted to buy her lunch on the way, and, you know, he got drinks for her, and she refused them all on the grounds of, you know, she had just read, nobody can give even a glass of water to you without any purpose. He got very hurt and was very unhappy with her because of this. And when they got to Rajpur, he complained to the Master about it. And Master took her, this is what she told me, Master took her aside and he asked her why she had refused all those things. And she quoted this passage and he said, well, look here. You have to take these things in the spirit in which they're intended. This was not a thing like this. This was just somebody being very sweet and polite, and you should accept that. So it's not that this is a rigid, you know, straight-jacketed kind of thing that we have to constantly be afraid of and watch out for. In the normal course of events, there is a give and take, and people can treat each other nicely and give each other gifts of one kind or another, and there's no problem. You know, it's just that's the way things happen as we go along. But what Master is talking about here is when someone is devoted to you and gives you the kind of attention that normally would be given to the Master or somebody like that. And this is a very dangerous kind of thing. And for one thing, because it partly leads to the thing he brings up toward the end, I am bigger than the next fellow. If somebody is being given devotion, it's very hard for them to not take that into consideration when they consider their own selves. It's why they think I am bigger than the next fellow and act, impose, and want to be the boss and make people generally very unhappy who are around them. So all these things are part of the deal. And I want to conclude by reading, by no means the whole talk, but some relevant sections, because this talk also partly explaining the impediments on the way. Master gave this talk a few years after that one, on November 1st, 1972, at the Belmont Hotel in Chicago. Little Things is Chapter 11 of The Coming Spiritual Revolution. Dear brothers and sisters, you are all fortunate because you have got the human body, the highest in all creation, which is next to God. The highest aim in the human body is to know self and to know God. The ultimate goal of all knowledge is the knowledge of the self. The Upanishads ask us, what is that by knowing which everything else is known? For that, God makes an arrangement to bring those who have got a real yearning to search for this ideal in contact somewhere where they can be put on the way back to God, which is within you. So body is the true temple of God. But we find the best thing is, if a man is put on the way, he should keep the commandments literally. But it is mind, you know, that defiles everything. Even if we are putting in time for meditation, we find difficulty so that we cannot go on with it. And there are some things that are impediments on the way, the spiritual way. That we know, everybody knows. But I'm going to enumerate them as the subject of this talk. First of all, you see, we should stand on our own legs. Don't be dependent on anybody. One saint prays, O God, give me this, that I may stand on my own legs. If I have to be dependent on others, it is better that you take my soul from the body. To be dependent on others is a heinous crime. All evils creep in. So we must have honest earning. All masters have referred to it. Guru Nanak says, he who earns his money in the honest way and shares with others, such a man alone can know God. Whatever money we receive through dishonest means, naturally, we have got that dishonesty creeping up within ourselves. If money is earned by honest means, then you will find some rest, some peace. Of course, this, you know, the teaching about being dependent on others does not refer to accepting help when we need it. And we have to be honest about this. Master says somewhere that a loving service adorns the server and the served alike. You know, after all, we are supposed to share with others, as he just said. And if the person we are supposed to share with is afraid of being dependent on us because we are sharing with them, then we won't be able to share. So what's the good of that? So he's talking about a long-term way of living in which we develop a way of, well, I can't think of the terms I want, but being dependent on others. I'll leave it at that. Use his words rather than mine. Further, whatever we eat and drink has its own effect. If a dog is kept on vegetable food, he is very amiable. If he is kept on meat, etc., he will be howling and growling. So it is a sattvic diet, a strict vegetarian diet, that we have to take. And even if we take that kind of diet, we have to watch the hands through which the food passes, by whom it is cooked and by whom it is served. That diet also carries the effect of those through whose hands the food has been prepared and served. All these things affect the man who eats it. If the food is earned by honest means, and those who prepare the food have been in the sweet remembrance of God with chaste thoughts, then you will find that when you eat, that will give you calmness within. Second thing, God has given rights, equal rights, to everybody. We are born the same way. Outer and inner construction is the same. And we are in souled bodies. Soul is of the same essence as that of God, and God also resides in everybody. We should have no hatred for anybody. One may be standing, waiting on the table. Another one is sitting in the chair. This is due to, as we have sown, so we have reaped. Higher position or lower position, richness or poorness, all these things depend on that. Sometimes a man thinks, I am in power, or I am a very learned man. You hate others for these reasons, because you are very rich, because you are very learned, because you are a man of position. Humility is the only remedy for that. We are all equal, you see. If you hate them, then how do you think the God within you will receive you? So we are all equal. We are all brothers and sisters in God. Generally we feel, oh, I know much better. These are the little things that affect the reservoir of our subconscious mind, and they react. The third thing is forgive and forget. I am giving you practical difficulties. If anybody has done anything wrong to you, you say, all right, I forgive. But you have not forgiven at heart. You are on the watch. When can I retaliate? Forgive and forget. If you remember somebody who has done this wrong or that wrong, then naturally that element of your retribution won't go. If a child has done anything wrong, do you not forgive? And one thing you see, each man has to work at his own level. Suppose a man with a primary grades education is there and a college man is there. Then you expect the primary man to talk up to the level of the college man? Make some allowance. Try to understand what he says. So as I told you, one thing is honest earning and pure diet passed through, cooked by, served by people of good character and sweet remembrance of God. The second thing was, as I told you, on account of our being rich or learned or a man of position or a man of possessions, we hate others. We think they are not men of our own status, that they are not fit for our society. This hatred of the heart affects your mind. The third thing was forgive and forget. After all, men are not of the same stature. Each man works according to his own level of thinking or development. Make him understand politely, but once it has been done, then forget. Forget all. If you don't forget, again and again the thought goes on. He has done that, he has done that. That also poisons the mind and affects you. The fourth thing is chastity of thought, word, and deed. Even if any unchaste thoughts enter your mind, you think of them, your whole body is poisoned from head down to foot. Others do not know. You know. Sometimes people say, we do not do anything, we simply enjoy. They are talking of such like things, you see, unchaste thoughts. But those very things affect you. As I explained to you the other day, every thought has its effect. As you sow, so it is sown. Whether it is done in a frivolous way for enjoyment's sake, it affects. So there is chastity of eyes. Don't look to others with lustful thoughts or any rancor rankling in your mind or any enmity or thinking that the other man, he is no good. And for the ears, don't hear anything evil about others. Because a little thought comes to you and that awakens doubt, and we begin to doubt that man about which we have heard. But he may be all right. So for that reason, don't believe anything anyone tells you, I have heard or I have seen, unless you hear for your own self with your ears and see with your own eyes. Then comes chastity of tongue. Anything which is not of sattvic character, you will become fond of it. You will think it's very delicious, then that will affect your stomach. So what is wanted is chastity of everything. Eyes, ears, tongue, skin also. In these little things we receive infection from others. That is the main thing. Chastity in itself is a blessing. As I told you, married life in accordance with the scriptures is no bar to spirituality. It is companionship, a sacrament, not a contract. God has given you a companion to help each other on the earthly sojourn, in weal or woe, and to help each other to know God, and then for begetting children whenever they are wanted. So a life of self-restraint is a blessing, you see. Those who keep it, they will feel blessings in their body. And that chastity has its own thought by radiation. I am telling you, each thought has its own color and its own fragrance. So beware. This, by the way, is a point that in one of the later morning talks, very near the end of the book, Master goes into much more detail on this particular point. Thoughts are very potent. This is the fourth thing. Where there is chastity, all virtues will find an abode in you. Your mind will be at rest. Whenever you sit, you will progress wonderfully. Then the fifth thing is, don't work as the unpaid apprentice for the CID of God. He is like that, he is like that, he is like that. You are always looking after that. God is there too. He will look after it. If you have got any friend who is clearly doing something wrong, you may tell him privately, politely, this is no good. Don't spoil your life. I have love for you. But don't broadcast it like a plague rabbit going around everywhere. Sometimes we say, you know how wonderful I am? If you want, let others say you are wonderful. These things are based on what is lying in the depths of your hearts. Out of the abundance of his heart, a man speaks. So for this reason, don't think evil of anybody, because as you think, so you become. If you are always thinking, he is bad, you will get infected with that. I read a book once when I was in school that said that some missionaries went to Japan and preached one commandment of Moses, don't strike your woman. People were leading very innocent lives. They asked, is it in your country that they beat women? The result was, after a year's preaching, they began to beat women. I have seen men, foremost preachers in the temperance society, who preach, don't drink, but privately they do drink. I have seen, I tell you, don't drink, and all the time they are thinking of drinking, are they not? Maybe the word don't is there, but drinking is also there. Then you say, all right, let's see what it's all about. So as you think, so you become. Further, we criticize others. We should criticize ourselves as we criticize others. Mind your own business. If you have a friend whom you love, tell him privately, please don't do it. What more can you do? Unless a man in his heart of hearts feels that he has done wrong, he won't follow you. Man will go by the dictates of his mind. If he is convinced that what he is doing is really wrong, then he will listen to you, otherwise not. So, wanted, reformers, not of others but of themselves. Reform your own self. You will reform many men around you. People judge by what they see, not by the words you express or preach. So example is better than precept. You see, you have been given a diary for that. Criticize yourself as you would criticize others. Put down your failures and weed them out. Don't simply say, I am a sinner, I am a sinner. You will become a sinner, God knows. If you weed them out, then it's all right. And for that, you have to keep diaries. You know, this is an extremely important point throughout this part of the talk, which again concerns the attention. You know, the story of when Master says about the preachers in the temperance society, don't drink, don't drink. Don't is there, but drink is also there. You know, that is such a profound point, because this is one of the things that I think all of us, certainly I have spent a great part of my life making this mistake, even though Master told me I should know better, you know. Is that we think, because we are not supposed to do this or that, that we have to fight it. You know, we have to put our attention into fighting against it. And this is what Master is talking about here. Don't do this, don't do that. But when we think like that, we are also wrapped up in the thing that we are not supposed to do. It's a very important point. Master has made it a number of times. And the thing is that we are not supposed to fight these things. We are supposed to rise above them. There is a fight. I mean, Sanchi has said, you know, many times that we struggle with our mind. But that struggle is not against these particular things. It's against the general, you know, the fall that has pulled us down in the first place, and that we rise above and enter into that which is, you know, contains that within it. so that we are able to deal with these things in a way that is conducive to our rising above and being one with Him. It's very important. We can sometimes, if we are involved in lust or anger, both of which in my own case, you know, were very strong problems that I had when I was younger and in case of anger still have. And, you know, and loving others, judging others, all these things. But, you know, the point is, if we are in remembrance of the Master and we keep in our mind that which we really, really, really want in our heart of hearts, it's not any of these things. You know, it's not feeling better than others. It's not putting other people down. It's not doing anything that Master says in these things. That is just we put our attention on the God within us and the Master in whom it is embodied for us. And, you know, then these other things are not there. They're not there because there's no room for them. Our attention is fully involved in that which is the heart of our hearts. The diary is for there to watch when we don't do that, and to be aware, oh yes, I have done this today, this was a mistake. It prevents me from having what I want. But it's not a question of sinning. I will repeat what I have often said, that Master Kripal, in his book, The Wheel of Life, defines sin as forgetting of origin. Forgetting of origin. And this is precisely the point of all this. We are to remember our origin, what we really are, and what we really want to get back so that we can become that which we really are. So these are things which are of the utmost importance.
Aman mani surat selay asmani mira
ਇਹ ਬਾਣੀ ਮੀਰਾਂ ਬਾਈ ਦੀ ਹੈ। ਮੁਖਤਲਿਫ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਬਾਣੀ ਲੈਣ ਤੋਂ ਸਾਡਾ ਇਤਨਾ ਹੀ ਪਾਪ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਸੰਤ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਕਿਸੇ ਵੀ ਵਕਤ ਹੋਇਆ, ਸਾਰਿਆਂ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਦਾ ਇੱਕੋ ਹੀ ਉਪਦੇਸ਼ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਇੱਕੋ ਹੀ ਸੰਦੇਸ਼ ਹੈ।
ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਦੀ ਬਾਣੀ ਆਫ ਮੀਰਾਂ ਬਾਈ। ਆਲ ਦੀ ਸੇਂਟਸ ਹੂ ਕੇਮ ਇਨ ਦੀ ਪੈਸਟ, ਦੇ ਹੈਵ ਦੀ ਸੇਮ ਸਟੋਰੀ, ਦੇ ਹੈਵ ਦੀ ਸੇਮ ਮੈਸੇਜ।
ਸੰਤ ਮਤ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਜਾਂ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਦੀ ਭਗਤੀ ਕਰਨ ਦੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਔਰਤ ਔਰ ਮਰਦ ਦਾ ਕੋਈ ਸਵਾਲ ਹੀ ਪੈਦਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦਾ। ਕੋਈ ਵੀ ਭਗਤੀ ਕਰੇ, ਕਿਸੇ ਜਾਤੀ ਦਾ ਭਗਤੀ ਕਰੇ, ਕਿਸੇ ਜਾਮੇ ਦਾ ਔਰਤ ਕਰੇ, ਮਰਦ ਕਰੇ, ਔਰ ਕਿਸੇ ਵੀ ਦੇਸ਼ ਦਾ ਭਗਤੀ ਕਰੇ, ਉਹ ਭਗਤੀ ਦੀ ਦਾਤ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਕਰ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ।
ਇਨ ਆਰਡਰ ਟੂ ਮੈਡੀਟੇਟ, ਇਟ ਡਜ਼ਨਟ ਮੈਟਰ ਵੈਦਰ ਵਨ ਇਜ਼ ਏ ਮੇਲ ਔਰ ਫੀਮੇਲ or to which country that person belongs, all choice to do the meditation.
ਔਰਤਾਂ ਬੜੀ ਕਮਾਈ ਵਾਲੀਆਂ ਸੰਤ ਭਗਤ ਹੋਈਆਂ ਹੈ।
There are many women who have done great devotion and meditation in the path of the saints.
ਮੁਸਲਮਾਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਰਾਬਿਆ ਬਸਰੀ ਔਰ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਗਾਰਗੀ ਬੜੀ ਕਮਾਈ ਵਾਲੀਆਂ ਹੋਈਆਂ ਹੈ।
In the Muslim faith, Rabia Basri and Gargi, they were women with great meditation and devotion.
Mahatma Gargi hamesha nagan rehndi si, kapde nahi pehrdi hundi si, lok us di nindya karde san, ek aadi mahatma hai. Jad ohde sevakan ne keha ke mata tu kapde pehn liya kar, lok nindya karde hai, oh kehn lagi mainu duniya di nindya di koi parwah nahi gi, jehde premi lok hai unhan nu mera tan nahi didaga, eh unhan vaste mera tan dida hai jehde parmatma di bhakti to dur hai.
Mahatma Gargi, a woman saint of India, she never wore any clothes and people would complain about her that she is going naked. But she would say that for my devotees, my nakedness doesn't matter. It's only for those who do not have the love of God they see my nakedness.
ਜਿਹੜੇ ਇਹ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਕਿ ਔਰਤ ਭਗਤ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੋ ਸਕਦੀ ਜਾਂ ਔਰਤ ਮਾਲਕ ਦੇ ਦਰਬਾਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਪਹੁੰਚ ਸਕਦੀ ਗੀ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਵਿਚਾਰਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਸੰਤ ਮਤ ਦਾ ਗਿਆਨ ਨਹੀਂ ਗਾ.
Those who say that the woman cannot do the devotion of God, or those who say that the woman cannot reach Sachkhand, they do not really know what the path of the saints is.
ਜੋ ਨਾਮ ਸੰਤ ਇੱਕ ਮਰਦ ਨੂੰ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਜਪਣ ਦਾ ਸਾਧਨ ਔਰ ਤਰੀਕਾ ਬਤਾਉਂਦੇ ਆ, ਉਹੀ ਇੱਕ ਔਰਤ ਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਨਾਮ ਉਹੀ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਨਾਮ ਅਲੱਗ ਅਲੱਗ ਨਹੀਂ.
The saints who give naam to men, they give the same naam to women. It's not different for men and women. It's the same naam to all men and women.
ਸਾਡਾ ਜਾਤੀ ਤਜਰਬਾ ਹੈ, ਜਦ ਅਸੀਂ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਦੇ ਜ਼ਰੀਏ ਆਪਣੇ ਫੈਲੇ ਖਿਆਲ ਨੂੰ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਦੇ ਪਿੱਛੇ ਲਿਆਉਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਜਦੋਂ ਆਪਣੀ ਆਤਮਾ ਤੋਂ ਸਥੂਲ ਸੂਖਸ਼ਮ ਕਾਰਨ ਤਿੰਨੇ ਪੜਦੇ ਲਾ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਬ੍ਰਹਮ ਪਾਰ ਬ੍ਰਹਮ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਪਹੁੰਚ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਆਤਮਾ ਨੰਗੀ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ, ਉਦੋਂ ਪਤਾ ਲੱਗਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਆਤਮਾ ਹੈ, ਨਾ ਤਾਂ ਉੱਥੇ ਇਸਤਰੀ ਹੈ, ਨਾ ਉੱਥੇ ਪੁਰਸ਼ ਹੈ, ਨਾ ਉੱਥੇ ਕਿਸੇ ਔਰ ਨਾ ਉੱਥੇ ਕੋਈ ਕਾਲੀ ਹੈ ਨਾ ਗੋਰੀ ਹੈ, ਆਤਮਾ ਆਤਮਾ ਹੀ ਹੈ.
It's our personal experience when the soul transcends all the layers, physical, astral and causal, and reaches Sachkhand. At that time the soul is all naked. It is neither black nor white nor male nor female. It's all soul.
Aur eh ling bhed jehda hai eh varm tak hai, edu upar nahi ga.
This difference about the gender, male or female, it's only up to Brahm. Beyond Brahm there is no difference.
Aurat de andar vi ohi atma kam kardi hai aur ohi parmatma hai, mard de andar vi ohi atma aur parmatma hai, sabnu mukti da sadhan da tareeka vi ikko jeha bakhsha janda hai aur saryan vaste unnati karan da avsar vi ikko hi hai.
In the woman or in the man, both the same power is working, and the way back to God is the same, and the saints give the same instruction and the same naam to all men and women.
Guru Nanak Sahib kehnde hai, so kyon manda aakhiye jit jamme rajan, usnu kyon manda keha jaye, unnu kyon pachdi jati keha jaye, jittho raje maharaje sant mahatma janm lende hai.
Guru Nanak says, how can you say that man is not good whether he is a king or a simple person, because they come from the same source.
Sahajo bhai badi ਕਮਾਈ ਵਾਲੀ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਹੋਈ, ਦਿਆ ਬਾਈ ਬੜੀ ਕਮਾਈ ਵਾਲੀ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਹੋਈ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਬਾਣੀ ਪੜ੍ਹ ਕੇ ਤਸੱਲੀ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ.
ਸਹਿਜੋ ਬਾਈ ਐਂਡ ਦਇਆ ਬਾਈ, ਦੇ ਆਰ ਟੂ ਅਦਰ ਵਿਮਨ ਸੇਂਟਸ ਆਫ ਇੰਡੀਆ. ਇਫ ਯੂ ਸਟੱਡੀ ਦੇਅਰ ਟੀਚਿੰਗ ਐਂਡ ਦੇਅਰ ਰਾਈਟਿੰਗਸ, ਯੂ ਵਿਲ ਫਾਈਂਡ ਦ ਸੇਮ ਥਿੰਗ.
ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸਾਵਣ ਸਿੰਘ ਔਰ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਸਿੰਘ ਦੀਆਂ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਲੇਖਣੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਸਹਿਜੋ ਬਾਈ ਦੇ ਬਾਈ ਦੀਆਂ ਅਗਵਾਈਆਂ ਦਿੱਤੀਆਂ ਦੇਖ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ, ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸਾਵਣ ਸਿੰਘ ਜਾਂ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਸਿੰਘ ਨੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਅਗਵਾਹੀ ਦਿੱਤੀ ਕਿ ਸਹਿਜੋ ਬਾਈ ਇਹ ਕਹਿ ਰਹੀ ਹੈ.
In the writings of Kirpal and Savan, you will find many instances that they have given about Sahajabai and all the examples that they have taken from the writings of Sahajabai.
So is vaste Meerabai vi Rajasthan de andar ik raje de ghar isne janm liya siga aur is da grist jeevan bada acha siga.
Similarly, Meerabai was born in Rajasthan in the royal family, and she has a very happy family life.
ਔਰ ਜਦ ਇਸ ਦਾ ਪਤੀ ਗੁਜ਼ਰ ਗਿਆ, ਇਸ ਦੇ ਦਿਲ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਬਚਪਨੇ ਤੋਂ ਹੀ ਭਗਤੀ ਦਾ ਸ਼ੌਕ ਸੀ, ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੇ ਲਈ ਪਿਆਰ ਸੀ.
ਸੀ ਹੈਡ ਡਿਵੋਸ਼ਨ ਫੋਰ ਗੋਡ ਰਾਈਟ ਫਰੋਮ ਹਰ ਚਾਈਲਡਹੁੱਡ, ਐਂਡ ਵੈਨ ਹਰ ਹਸਬੈਂਡ ਡਾਈਡ, ਦੈਨ ਦੈਟ ਡਿਵੋਸ਼ਨ ਬਿਕੇਮ ਵੈਰੀ ਸਟਰੋਂਗ.
ਸਾਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਹੀ ਹੈ, ਭਗਤਾਂ ਤੇ ਸੰਸਾਰੀਆਂ ਜੋੜ ਕਦੇ ਨਾ ਆਇਆ, ਭਗਤ ਜਗਤ ਸੇ ਵੈਰ ਹੈ ਚਾਰੇ ਯੁਗ ਪਰਮਾਨ.
ਵੀ ਆਲਵੇਜ਼ ਨੋ ਦੈਟ ਦੀ ਵਰਲਡਲੀ ਪੀਪਲ ਨੈਵਰ ਲਾਈਕ ਦੀ ਪੀਪਲ ਵਿਦ ਡਿਵੋਸ਼ਨ.
ਜਦ ਮੀਰਾਂ ਬਾਈ ਭਗਤੀ ਕਰਨ ਲੱਗੀ, ਸੁਭਾਵਕ ਹੀ ਸੀ ਕਿ ਇਸ ਦੇ ਦੇਵਰ ਨੇ ਇਸ ਦੀ ਵਿਰੋਧਤਾ ਕੀਤੀ, ਔਰ ਉਹ ਵਿਰੋਧਤਾ ਬੜੀ ਦੂਰ ਤੱਕ ਵੱਧ ਕੇ ਚਲੀ ਗਈ.
ਇਟਸ ਨੈਚੁਰਲ ਦੈਟ ਵੈਨ ਮੀਰਾਂ ਬਾਈ ਸਟਾਰਟਡ ਦ ਡਿਵੋਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਗੋਡ, ਹਰ ਬ੍ਰਦਰ ਇਨ ਲਾ ਅਪੋਜ਼ਡ ਹਰ ਟੂ ਦ ਬਿਟਰ ਐਕਸਟ੍ਰੀਮ, ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਕੈਪਟ ਅਪੋਜ਼ਿੰਗ ਹਰ ਆਲ ਦ ਟਾਈਮ.
ਲੇਕਿਨ ਹਜ਼ੂਰ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸੀ, ਜਦ ਬੁਰਾ ਬਰਿਆਈ ਤੋਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਹਟਦਾ, ਭਲਾ ਭਲਿਆਈ ਤੋਂ ਕਿਉਂ ਹਟੇ? ਜਦੋਂ ਪਵਿੱਤਰ ਆਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਨਿੰਦਿਆ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਹੋਰ ਮਜ਼ਬੂਤ ਹੋ ਕੇ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਭਗਤੀ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ.
ਬਟ ਹਜ਼ੂਰ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਯੂਜ਼ ਟੂ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਇਫ ਦੀ ਬੈਡ ਪਰਸਨ ਡਜ਼ ਨਾਟ ਲੀਵ ਹਿਸ ਬੈਡ ਡੀਡਸ, ਦੈਨ ਵਾਈ ਸ਼ੁੱਡ ਏ ਗੁੱਡ ਮੈਨ ਲੀਵ ਹਿਸ ਗੁੱਡ ਡੀਡਸ? ਵੈਨ ਦੀ ਗੁੱਡ ਪੀਪਲ ਆਰ ਅਪੋਜ਼ਡ, ਦੇ ਬਿਕਮ ਸਟਰੋਂਗਰ.
मीरा बाई ने हर जगह परमात्मा दी तलाश कीती, बहुत सारे मठां दे अंदर गई, लेकिन उस वेले जो हिंदू जाति दे मठ सन, किसी मठ दे अंदर कोई ऐसा संत नहीं सीगा कि जेड़ा उदी सुरत नूं शब्द दे नाल जोड़ सकदा।
मीरा बाई सर्च्ड ऑल ओवर इंडिया इन सर्च ऑफ गॉड एंड शी वेंट टू ऑल दी सेंटर्स ऑफ हिंदुइज्म, बट नोबडी इन ऑल दोस सेंटर्स कुड यूनाइट हर टू विद सुरत शब्द।
उस वक्त कांसी दे अंदर पजारियां दा गढ़ हुंदा सीगा और आप इसे करके कांसी दे अंदर पहुंची।
एट दैट टाइम इन द सिटी ऑफ कांसी दे यूज्ड टू बी वर्शिपर्स एंड पंडित्स एंड शी वेंट देयर इन सर्च ऑफ गॉड।
और जब किसी तो तसली ना हुई, एक रविदास दा सेवक आप नूं मिलिया, उन्हें कहा कि रविदास ही इस वेले एक ऐसा संत है जिहड़ा तेरी सुरत नूं शब्द नाम दे नाल जोड़ सकता है और तैनूं सचखंड ले जा सकता है।
When she couldn't find any satisfaction from all the worshippers at the temples in Kashi, then a disciple of Ravidas met her and he told her that only the Ravidas could help her and unite her with Surat Shabad.
और जदो आपने जाके रविदास तो नामदान प्राप्त किया, जेड़े पुजारी पंडित हिंदू सन उन्होंने दिल बड़े परेशान होए कि बड़ी अच्छी सामी सीगी, बड़ा पैसा सीगा, हुण सानू चढ़ावा नहीं मिलेगा।
When she got naam from Ravidas, then all those worshippers and the priest in the temples, they felt bad because they thought that this was a good customer, so they could have gotten some money from her, but now they have lost that.
Hazur Maharaj kehnde hunde si
closing bhajan is on page 134, Sache Namada. You yourself make us have the color of true naam. Oh beautiful one, come near. Don't go away after coming near. Don't look at our bad qualities. Since we have come to you, protect our honor. Don't look through the paper of our faults. Open our eyes, which are closed. We have the pain of birth and death. Becoming a doctor, lift this disease. Come, listen, O beloved Kripal. Folding his hands, Ajayb makes this prayer. You yourself make us have the color of true naam. O beautiful one, come near. Don't go away after coming near. Bhajan of Sanchi on page 134.
Amada sacha chara de rangiya pe avisonya. Avi sonya kovogdi javina tulanga passe suche
namada sacha chada de rangya pe avi sonya kovogdi javina tulanga passe
Sare eva valana takave.
Sare eva valana takave.
Lada lakia di raka tu patave.
Lada lakia di raka tu patave. Suche namada. Sacha chada de rangya pe avi sonya kolo di javina tu langa pase
leka sarajana guna hala palave
Leka sadhana gunaha bala polave
Banda agiya tu sariya nukolade
Banda agiya tu sariya nukolade Suche namada sacha chada de Sonia, Abi Sonia, Kolo Vitalina to longer passe.
Sanu Janama Marana da Duke Sarve.
Sanu Jana Mama Anata Dukave.
Bandaveda Roganu Chukave.
Bandaveda Roganu Chukave.
Suche
Nameta Satcha Chata.
Asuna kirpala piare.
Asuna kirpala piare.
Hatha banda ajaiva pukar.
Hatha banda ajaiva pukar. Suche namata satcha chada.
Come, listen, O beloved Kripal. Folding his hands, Ajay makes this prayer. You yourself make us have the color of true Nam. O beautiful one, come near. Don't go away after coming near. May God bless us all.